The Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, is bringing bomb-sniffing dogs to southeast Alaska. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Keith Whitehead of TSA's Juneau office says canine teams are part of an effort to beef up security in the region.
I don't know if you guys remember a couple of years ago when the Ketchikan Airport got shut down for an entire day because of bomb threat. Unfortunately, there weren't any canine assets anywhere close by. We have received approval to receive 3 canine teams that will station in Juneau so we can provide much more immediate response throughout southeast Alaska.
The teams will be in action for the summer season. Whitehead says the dogs may play a role in cruise ship security as well as airport operations. TSA also plans to increase its expertise in Ketchikan.
We're expecting to bring in a new bomb appraisal officer who's a specialist in explosives, gone to a specialized training school, either with the FBI or the Navy or two of the top programs, to help us not only test our people, but to also have that resource available for the communities as well, in order to help ensure that, you know, get an expert in here that really knows what they're dealing with in these types of things.
The federal agency employs about 150 people in the region year-round, about 40 of them in Ketchikan. Whitehead says another 20 or so staffers work during the tourist season regionally. He says the annual TSA payroll in Southeast is about $8 million. About a quarter of that goes to staff in Ketchikan. TSA has been involved in two controversial Alaska issues of late. One would make baggage handling more difficult in Ketchikan. Whitehead says his agency is working with airport staff to resolve the matter. The other is new requirements for small air carriers that some say will raise fares or drive companies out of business. Whitehead says the changes will not affect small air carriers in Ketchikan or the rest of Southeast.
It's not the float planes running around here. It is Air Aviation has operations up in Kodiak. We've got they actually got jet service up there out of Kodiak, and they aren't screening their passengers. And then they're flying into Anchorage and then changing planes out of there.
Whitehead spoke at Wednesday's Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce meeting. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Ketchikan.